RTE has announced this lunchtime that its director of content, Jim Jennings, is leaving the organisation. In an internal update to staff, Director General Kevin Backhurst said Mr Jennings will leave the station at the end of this month. Mr Backhurst said that an agreement had been reached around the terms of Mr Jennings' departure with the support of the Workplace Relations Commission. Well, for more, let's talk to our business editor, Will Goodbody. Will, let's start with the obvious question. Who is Jim Jennings?
Well, Rachel, Jim Jennings is a long-time RTE employee who's been with the organisation for nearly 40 years. He joined as a researcher in 1985 and subsequently worked as a TV producer and director before then becoming the head of RTE Radio 1. And then in 2017, he took up the role of director of content, and he remained in that role, which involved being on the RTE executive board and was still in the position and on the RTE executive board when the RTE payments controversy first blew up in June of last year. Then around that time, he went on sick leave and has not returned to work since then.
He isn't the first senior executive in RTE to leave over the past 12 months. What are RTE saying about his departure?
Yeah, I mean, a short time ago, in an update to staff, Director General Kevin Backhurst said that Mr Jennings would be leaving the organisation at the end of the month. He said an agreement had been reached around the terms of Mr Jennings' departure with the support of the Workplace Relations Commission, as he said. And the statement did not say, though, what the terms of that agreement were. And a spokesperson for RTE subsequently said that part of the normal process of settlements brokered by the WRC includes that the terms remain confidential. Listeners may recall that when Kevin Backhurst took over as Director General last year, shortly after the payment controversy began, he appointed a new interim leadership team, and Mr Jennings was not named as a member of that interim leadership team. And in a statement to staff today, as well as thanking Mr Jennings for his long service and great contribution to the organisation and public service media, Kevin Backhurst said that Mr Jennings leaves at a time when the organisation is redefining the audio and visual briefs as part of RTE's new strategy. And as part of that transformation, RTE did recently announce the appointment of two people to roles as Director of Video and Director of Audio.
As we've been saying, Will, since the controversy over Ryan Tubridy's payments first broke and since the departure of the previous Director General, Dee Forbes, there has been a significant exodus of senior managers from RTE.
That's right, yeah. I mean, when that interim leadership team was announced last year, there were five members of the old executive board who were not included on it by the Director General. They were the former Director General, Dee Forbes, who had resigned in June of last year before Mr Backhurst had taken up his role as Director General. Also, the former Chief Financial Officer, Richard Collins, he resigned in October of last year. Geraldine O'Leary, the former commercial director, also took early retirement in July of last year. Rory Coveney, the former director of strategy, also resigned last year. And now Jim Jennings, who was also on that former executive board, is to leave the organisation. So yes, there has been wholesale change at the top of the organisation over the last year, with a number of new senior hires also made during the period as well. And that is, of course, I suppose, all part of the process of renewal that the station is now having to go through in the wake of last year's revelations as it overhauls corporate governance and structure. Here.
As you're with us, Will, on a separate note, the government announcing in the past hour or so a new head of the Fiscal Advisory Council, and the name is a familiar one.
Yeah, it's Seamus Coffey. He's an academic in UCC. In a statement this morning, the Department of Finance said that following a competition run by the Public Appointments Service, the Minister for Finance had appointed Mr. Coffey to the role of the chair of IFAC, the fiscal watchdog. He's going to serve as chair of the council for a four-year term, although that can be extended through reappointment for two further four-year terms. And it's familiar because Mr. Coffey previously held the role between 2017 and 2019 and was a member of the council for a year before that, and had built, I suppose, quite a reputation as being quite a straight-talking chair during that period. Now, his appointment, I suppose, comes at an interesting time. IFAC has been quite critical of the government's budgetary strategy in recent months or so, accusing it of employing fiscal gimmickry to flatter its numbers. It said in its assessment of Budget 2024 last December, it said that the measures introduced in the budget lacked transparency. It also repeated that accusation of fiscal gimmickry in June June amid concerns that cutting taxes and increasing spending along with ramping up of capital expenditure could all overheat the economy and add to price pressures. While in July, after the publication of the summer economic statement, it criticised what it called the government's everything now approach and said it appeared to be avoiding making choices in October's budget. So perhaps some interesting times ahead.
Yeah, I have a feeling there'll be a fair bit of interest, all right, in what Seamus Coffey has to say. Will, thanks a million for that. That was our business editor, Will Goodbody.